everyone, welcome to Girl Code.
Hello everybody, welcome to the pink room.
The pink room.
If you are on Spotify, slay. You can see the video. We've got things extra pink today, but we're kind of into it.
We are loving it. We actually have finally upgraded the studio.
The still.
We have blackout curtains.
That's all we needed.
And we just put it off for such a long time. And we finally have them.
And now it's lovely.
Now it's super pink, which is what we love.
It's like our little pink dungeon in here.
I love it.
Me too. I feel like we're going
to. I walked outside before to get water and it's so bright and you walk out and it's like so weird.
It's like the girl cave, like a dad cave.
We're in a cave.
Oh no, whatever. People go in caves.
So anyways, how's things?
Things are really good.
Fabulous.
I have no complaints.
Wow.
Oh my God. That. I forgot to tell everybody. Well, I mean, it's not like I've forgotten. This is our first recording of the week. I am on my way to actually being a dog mom.
Woo!
My surrogate has a confirmed pregnancy.
Wow.
I know.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm one step closer to becoming a mom.
You should have a dog shower, puppy shower.
Oh, I'll be doing the most.
You actually should.
I'm
a puppy, so a puppy excited. Party.
Cute.
Yes, and everyone can come and bring gifts for the dog.
Yes, I love receiving
gifts.
That is so
cute.
That's so
imagine
fun.
Everyone bringing little booties and little treats and toys.
A puppy shower.
You should have a puppy shower.
Shut the fuck
no,
up.
You actually.
Should I make it public to Girl Coach? We host it in the park. Like
yes,
everyone can come.
Everyone can come, and it's all. Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
Everything's blue themed.
Stop. Yeah. So
puppy shower. Let's do it. Well, I'm so excited.
It could be a girl. Like we put in preference for a boy. And the only reason we put preference in for a boy is because of the name. We just have this name in our head for a boy, which is not a groundbreaking name. We just think it's funny.
Yeah. Doesn't really quite match the girl.
No, we could change it.
What would you change it to?
I've got a backup list of girl names.
You know how some of the dog collars have the names on them?
Yeah.
There was one. It was like Bruce.
That is like, good.
Hey, Bruce, like.
What about, like, come here, Craig?
Yeah.
That's so
good boy, Craig.
Oi, David.
Like, it's so funny.
Actually, the name.
I love that.
Actually, the name I have chosen isn't a dog name.
Yeah.
That took me that whole conversation to realize that.
Yours is literally the exact same as
it's
that.
Literally, it's literally very similar to David.
It's hilarious.
And Bruce. I'd put it all
I
in the same
Bruce
pack.
Is hilarious. Imagine calling, like, a little chihuahua, like, Bruce.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's hilarious.
Or, like, a girl dog just calling, like, Stephanie.
Yeah.
Like, come here, Stephanie. Like a little dog running over.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Cute. Yeah, but I'm really excited about that.
Yeah.
So hopefully.
How long?
I'm meant to be born on the 23rd of April.
We love that.
Which we love because we're both born on the 23rd.
23rd. 23 is our number.
Yeah. So if he is born on that day.
Wow. That's actually, that would be weird.
That's a sign. That's crazy.
Sure. Yeah.
So yeah, obviously don't have my dog yet, but
soon.
The countdown is on. That's only like 3 more episodes.
Yeah. That's so soon.
That's
wow.
Fucking crazy.
Wow.
I know. And then it'll be like 6 more episodes until he's in the stew.
You're going to be a mum.
We have to get him some merch. The dog will get merch before we ever get fucking merch.
Yes. Can we put him in little booties? I want to see him run around.
I want him to like have human outfits.
Yes.
Like he will have like shoes, like Converses, like. I saw this little Prada, what's it called?
Oh, slay.
Bandana. It's like rhinestone.
So cute.
I'm going to definitely invest in his first Prada.
Yeah.
So,
my gosh. Wow. I'm so excited to be an aunt.
Right?
I'm so excited to babysit.
I'm just like, that would, imagine like, he didn't even have, if he's well
we
behaved,
get him
he'd
a little
like a
pink,
chair.
We could get him a little pink bed.
Oh, my God. A little pink bed for in here.
Oh, my God. And he can just sit while we record.
He better be like peaceful.
What if he's a psycho dog?
Honestly, judging by his parents.
Are they a bit?
No, like Tom and I.
Oh.
I don't know. Like he could be a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, Tom's pretty like.
He just needs to be trained, like well-trained dog.
Yeah. So if anyone knows how to train a dog.
Slide in.
Hit me up because I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, that's an exciting update.
Thank you.
Very exciting.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. We had a very fun week. Last week. There was a lot on.
Oh, my God. Yes, it was birthday week.
It was birthday week, and we had a great old time. We went out on the weekend, and we had a fun, fun time. I was so hungover all day on Sunday. I ordered Uber Eats like 3 times in one day. I didn't leave my apartment once.
Standard Sunday.
Yeah. I feel like I'm still recovering as well.
I feel like it takes your brain a few days.
It takes a while. Like, I'm 25 now. It's taking me way longer. than what I used to.
I saw your alcohol stays affecting you for 80 hours after.
Wow. I'm trying to do the math. Are we still being affected? I don't know.
What day is it?
Wednesday.
We should have just come out of the depths.
Yeah.
Pretty close, though.
Oh, I'd say, yeah.
It's probably like a few like little last stragglers in the bloodstream.
Wow. Yeah. So it was fun. Worth it. I'm in hibernation now, though.
Mood.
I'm back on my health train.
Feel that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need like one real, like, you know when you have to hit rock bottom? I'm not saying that we hit rock bottom, but then you make a change. Yes. I feel like you need to have one really and big week and then you just like.
That's what yogi. I said to myself. I was like, I'm turning 25. I need to send it, have all these dinners, whatever. I was out like every single day last week. And now, namaste.
Yeah. You've got the whole year to relax. 364 days, give or take, to chill.
Sort of.
You know, whatever.
Yeah. That's my updates. That's my big updates. Nothing else is new, really.
Well, you're glowing.
Thanks.
You've got that 25 glow.
Thank you. It's all downhill from here. Kidding.
No, truly. I'm holding on to my non-glow for the next 3 months.
You're going to hold on to how many? How old are you? 24? Like, yeah, for I'm like a few more months.
24. You're so old. Like, I don't know. Maybe when I'm your age, I could.
Yeah.
I actually do have one more update.
Please share with the group.
You guys actually might have seen me on your TikTok feed recently.
Why? What did you do?
So, I well.
Did you go viral?
I am viral in Tokyo. Did you see it?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I did. I didn't know we were going to share this with everyone.
Well, okay. I did sign an NDA.
So we're breaking the NDA today. Okay.
So my GoFundMe is linked below.
For all the goss.
But the rumors are true. I was spotted with Harry Styles in Tokyo.
In Tokyo. Google it. It's confirmed. Okay. Pink haired girl with Harry Styles in Tokyo. That is Caitlin.
It's me. I meant to be keeping it to myself, trying to be a cool girl, but whatever. It's the girl code.
We have to share.
I have to tell you guys.
How was it? How was Harry?
He's great. That's He's obsessed good. With me. He told me to
that
say hi.
That is so good. Oh, Harry. That's
DMs are flooded.
Quite soon after M.
M. Meaning like MDMA. I was like, whoa. I did not do M with Harry Styles unless you want to put that on the record. You totally can if you want to.
No, like he was just with our queen, Emrata.
What can I say? He's a homie hopper. Yeah. Emrata is one of our best friends.
Yeah, that's what that's M.
Oh, M.
Our best friend M.
Gotcha.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, no. Okay, so obviously it wasn't me in Tokyo. It was another girl with pink hair, but the pictures.
The photo looks similar.
It could be me.
You should have just run with it.
I will be running with this. Yeah, it's so blurry. All you can see is her pink hair, and I'm like, bitch, that's me.
You know what I've been seeing so many people say is the video of him making out with Emrata. He's such a bad kisser.
He's like.
And apparently he's like got a track record of doing this. No. I don't know. Yeah. Not sure.
Have you seen those videos of like. When guys go in for a kiss and they're all like.
Ew, no. I have this one video that's actually it might have been a photo of Bella Hadid kissing The Weeknd and she had her whole mouth over his mouth. Have you seen it? If you've seen it, you know exactly what I'm talking
about.
Okay,
don't because I'm really insecure thinking that I'm a bad kisser.
Oh, well.
No one, actually one person has told me I was.
Well.
Guitar guy, remember? Oh,
yeah.
I've talked about that on the pod.
Oh, you kiss. Didn't he say like you're quite young? Yes. Like, you kiss like you're young?
Yeah, he said he could tell.
That you're young.
That I'm young through the way I kiss. And I was like,
That is so backhanded and just rude.
I think I was 18. No, I was 19. So maybe I've had 6 years to perfect my craft.
Wow.
Hopefully.
Yes, wow.
But that's like a big fear because you don't really know.
You
like,
don't know. You think you're good. Everyone thinks they're good. Like you can't really tell if you're bad unless someone's like, you're a bad kisser.
Yeah, well.
I mean, most people wouldn't say anything. I've never said something. To someone if they're not the greatest.
No, you just, like, change it up. You're like, oh, no. Mm-hmm. Oh, my, I'm back.
And some people really love tongue.
Mm.
So I'm not really a tongue girl.
See, I'm not really a tongue girl too, but there's a time and a place when you need, when it hits and you're like, oh.
Tongue is good when it's the time.
Yeah.
I like tongue when things are happening and it's, like, that passionate moment.
Getting funny flutters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we're just having a kiss. After like a dinner date, whatever, we're just like heading. And you try to stick your tongue. No. Ew. No.
So like stiff with it too, like.
No. Ew.
Fuck, they should. Do you know what they this is honestly a genuine thing. I think they should offer like kissing lessons. No, like seriously, like I would go if they off if I wasn't in a relationship and someone said there's a kissing lesson and it's just like a master kisser. Maybe even with sex too.
I would love to do that. Like, yeah. Become like a master at the
club. They should host classes. Like, you don't have to root anyone. You don't have to root anyone. No, but, like, yeah. They're just like, okay, like, these are positions. Like, just like how class. To do it. Should we – maybe we're not the best host.
I don't think we'd be – we'd – no, we cannot.
But someone could do it on our behalf.
Someone should.
I'd be someone interested. Someone should host it. Or, like, they just have, like, a little –
I would buy tickets to that.
Thing, and you can just practice kissing on it and it gives you a rating.
Did you ever do that in the mirror when you were younger?
Obviously, and the shower screen and my pillow. Yeah. I actually did it a lot.
Me too.
I made out with any fucking surfaces.
Me too.
If there was a surface, I hooked up with it.
Ew.
That is so fun.
That is so funny. But like, same. But
so everyone has the same life.
It's so funny because you see all these things, especially now on TikTok. I think people are really open to sharing everything. And you see things and you're like, wow, like I thought this was in like the depths of my mind. Like such a personal thing. And then everyone's like, wow, we're really all living the same life.
It's quite bizarre because you do think of these things on your own. Yeah. Like hooking up with my wall.
Like, mine was the mirror.
I mean,
like you look into the mirror and you're like, well.
I definitely like made out with the drywall. I was like, no, the mirror too, because you can see.
You can see. That's why like you'd practice like the head tilt and like looking in and like, oh my you know. God.
I remember actually Googling so many times like how to hook up, like how to kiss and being like, I saw that most people naturally, I actually remember this, turn to the right.
I did the right.
So like it's most, if you're going to kiss someone, you always go to the right because they're right. You right. Yeah. It's very weird for someone to go in from the left.
I never do left.
Well, thank God.
That's weird. Doesn't that feel weird?
Thank God Cosmopolitan taught me that. At the right page at 14.
What was that magazine? And it had all those dirty
Dolly
stories.
Dolly Doctor.
Yes. And it had all the stories. And there was the sealed.
We need to start a sealed section.
The sealed.
I don't know why. If you can't
see video, you're missing out right now.
It's awkward title.
Yes. The sealed section. I remember that so clearly. Oh my god, I'm having segment. Flashbacks.
These have like people's weird, like
I'm
horny
having weird flashbacks. This episode is taking such a turn. But I'm Thank having god. Flashbacks. I remember when I was young, I had a book and there was like a really like inappropriate part in the book, and I swear my parents like just stapled the pages shut, and I would remember
it.
Oh my god, that's so funny. Wow, I'm having so
Not
many
the horny
Yeah. Yours. And I was like trying to read in this.
He was like, caress my soft lips. You're like, oh yeah. That's that good shit, man.
And the Dolly magazine. Oh, my God, yes.
Well, they used to tear it out at my school library. They'd pull out the middle section so no one could read it.
Yeah.
Dogs.
Oh, my God. God, that's hilarious.
Those were the days.
Those were the days.
Kids these days will never – actually, they probably just watch, like, hardcore porn on their iPod Touch. Yeah. Wait, they don't even have iPod Touches. I just ate myself so much.
A flash just
No, they will have iPads. That's what kids have.
Yeah.
That was really embarrassing. I just said they watch porn on their iPod Touch. Like, that is embarrassing.
What's an iPod Touch?
Do you not have an iPod Touch?
What's an iPod Touch? Like an iPod?
It's like an iPhone, but with no phone capabilities. It was like what was cool. Like,
I think I had one of them.
Oh, my God.
I had the pink Apple.
Oh, like the Nano.
I had the Nano.
Yeah.
That's it. The hot pink one?
Yeah.
Such as like.
I had a purple.
I had a flip up one. Did you have the pink? I had a pink flip up. It was so sick.
That's cool.
It was so sick.
I had an iPod Touch though. Mm. I didn't have an iPhone. Mm. I had my little Samsung flip phone and my iPod Touch, like multi devices.
Oh my god, what a time!
What a time. Yeah. Well, Emrata. Sorry, back on topic.
What were you even saying? I can't even remember.
I don't know. I think I just blacked out. The way you just like said that over there, like. I've burnt like 6 times and it's a Coke Zero.
So sorry. Yeah, we had Coke Zero before. Gassy.
Yeah. A bit gassy. The studio stinks. It's like a hot box in here. It really is like a man cave. We're like hotboxing this room with gas. anywho, Emrata. Mm-hmm. Also spotted with Harry.
Yes.
Even Let's though bad it. Kisser. Allegedly.
We'll let it slide.
I'm kind of into the pairing.
Yes, I'm into it too. I'm loving Emrata's energy.
She is female Pete.
She is just going through the single hot men. Like, no tomorrow.
But, like, also, someone's got to do it. Like,
she's having fun. I love it.
They had Pete Davidson, the man who pulled everyone hot. Mm-hmm. Now we've got one for the girls.
Emrata.
That's what I can do. Oh, my God. She's doing well. I mean, it is the biggest most public fuck you to her cheating husband.
Has anyone checked in on him? Not that we should, but like I just want to know what he's doing.
Probably nothing good.
I wonder.
I would be so depressed.
Because he would have thought this never would have happened. He's probably like trying to boost his ego.
Oh, yeah.
And now his ego would be
so bruised.
So bruised. Because
so public too. Like everyone would see you and be like, know that she was just hooking up with Harry Styles. Mm-hmm. I'd be like.
Who else was it? Harry Styles.
Pete Davidson.
Leonardo. Was she with Leah or is that Gigi Hadid?
No, remember you thought she was with Red Fru from LMFAO, but it was actually Eric Andre.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm getting confused. Gigi is with Leah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Who else?
There was someone else that she was like super hot. I can't remember.
Look, either way, she's slaying.
Either way, hot.
She's hot.
She I want to see her get people. With Michael B. Jordan. That'd be fun.
Ooh.
That would like really add to the roster.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Put that on the.
And he's single now too.
Is he?
Yeah, him and Laurie broke up. While ago.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
PR prediction from you.
Mm-hmm.
Emrata and Michael B. Jordan.
He's so hot.
I write that.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's beautiful.
Should we DM her?
I think we should.
Just let her know.
Yeah.
Our suggestions. Hey, start babes. Sending her men.
Hey, babes. This is who we suggest for your next one.
If we get one right, though.
I can see it happening. She's just like, she's on Instagram. She's on Raya. She's swiping on every like hot famous dude. I love it. It's going to happen. He's going to be on there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I forgive her for hooking up with my mans that I was also spoiled with.
Oh, I thought you meant Harry for a second.
I'm like, no, I did meet Harry. He's been there.
Oh, you love Harry too?
We're making out in Tokyo.
Oh, right. Okay, right. Sorry, I thought you meant like you're a diehard fan. I'm like confused.
No, I don't really know if I have any celebrity crushes right now, but Harry Styles, I like his energy.
I like his energy too.
I think he's like for the girls.
Yes.
I think that's why everyone likes him. Yeah. I wouldn't go as far as to be like, oh, I think you're so hot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I see the attraction because he's quite like femme, in touch with these like femme sides. Yes. And I love that.
I think he would be very understanding to any situation you're going through.
I feel like you would finish first with Harry every time. Do you know what I mean?
He would really, although like the bad kissing throws me off a little bit. I'm sorry, Harry, if you're listening.
Maybe his tongue's just like better somewhere else. He wrote like two songs about eating Fanny.
So true. Can you never say the word Fanny? I'm like repulsed.
What am I meant to say? Vagina.
Oh yeah.
Vagina. Vulva.
Ew.
Box.
They need to come up with a better word. What's a cute word?
I say sandwich sometimes.
No.
It's like a little sandwich.
No. Flower.
Kitty.
Kitty. I say kitty. Anyways.
Moving on. Someone DM us a better word.
Yeah. So Harry Styles. Yeah, I think, yeah, he would be very understanding and definitely let you finish first.
Hundo.
Yeah. Hundo.
We might be wrong. Let a girl live.
It's like all these weird words that are coming out. I'm like, what?
I actually don't know where they're coming from. I think it's because we're recording the late afternoon.
Recording late afternoon and we both had a Diet Coke, Coke Zero, whatever, don't come for me. And we're just buzzed.
Every time you say Diet Coke, I'm like, it's different. Speaking of like random things that just come over you, on the weekend, mm-hmm. you know when you're drunk and something, like a word or like an action just gets stuck in your head and you can't stop doing it?
What was the word?
No, I did. Mine was shockers.
No.
No.
Shockers.
Shockers.
Hey, man. Bye, Kaylin. See you later. Yeah.
No, that's literally, I was like. So how it started, oh, I don't know where it came
that's
from.
That's iconic.
But this guy I know who is not someone who would shockers, let me just preface. Like he's like really like cool, like. Mm-hmm. Artsy, like kind of
like indie vibes
in the like music scene, mm-hmm. not like hang loose is what I'm trying to paint the picture here. He walked past and he went, hey Kaylin, like went like that, mm-hmm. and he was like walking to the bar and I went, I was so drunk, I went yeah. and then I was like sorry, well, and I was like, what was that? And then because it was in my head all night, I was like, should we get a drink? Like it just kept, and I was like, oh my god, I need to stop doing it.
Oh my god, no,
it's coming
it.
Back again.
I kind of like it. I think it's kind
it's like extreme shockers. Like, I can't stop.
It's fun. I haven't seen someone do shockers for a while. I like it.
It feels like, do it. It feels good. Like, shit. No, just loose. Like, just
loose. Hang loose. Yeah, man.
Shark, bro.
Hundo.
I moved to the Northern Beaches for one fucking year. I'm doing
shockers and hundo.
On it. Anywho.
On the topic of celebrity pairings, Selena and Zayn. Selena and Zayn.
Selena. What are your thoughts? Whoa.
Whoa.
Okay, my personal thoughts. Mm-hmm. I want to see Selena mm-hmm. Not with Zane. I want Selena to date just like a rich guy with no social presence.
Like a rich, genuinely nice guy.
Just like
it makes her happy.
A guy who's like on the same level as her financially. Mm-hmm. So there's no discrepancies. Mm-hmm. But just like not trying to be in the spotlight. Like mm-hmm. maybe he owns like a big successful law firm. Mm-hmm. Or like his dad owns Harvard or yeah. something. You know, a little bit of generational money or something. Just something.
I could see her with like a guy that's in the mental health field.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like he doesn't even have to be rich. Like she could fall in love with like an average Joe.
But I feel like it opens up such a whole can of worms. So like but imagine what if being they like
have a beautiful love story. And then she's finally happy and she can probably, just be at peace.
Do you think she would ever feel like, you might be using me? Do you know what I mean?
I'm sure she probably does, but their love could triumph that.
Okay.
I don't know.
You know?
I'm just putting it out
there. She finds some guy on the street.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about Selena and Zane. I was always team Gigi and Zane, so I'm like a little bit upset about it.
Gigi and Zane? Perfect.
Yeah.
Zigi.
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 Was that their nickname? Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Selena and Zane? I also don't know, so I don't want to speculate, but I feel like they both have some bad past drug trauma.
Does Selena have drug trauma?
Have you not seen the video of her buying literal ice with Justin Bieber on Skid Row?
Is that real?
Dude, they're literally running up. They're into Skid Row. They're talking to someone, then they start sprinting away. Like, it's them. You can see it. It's fully 100% them. You don't see them, like, buy drugs, but they're like, he's like, hey, Selena, Justin. And they're, like, running like this, trying to get away. But they're, like, it's like the people that were there, like, yeah, they're trying to buy drugs. Wow,
I mean, she did date Justin Bieber, who's like, open about his drug problems.
And, like, they would have gone there to get, like, hard drugs.
Wow, okay.
Maybe people around them wouldn't let them
Zane. Get it. Yeah, okay.
That's all alleged. That's look it up.
Okay. Yeah, okay, right. Well, wasn't she dating that guy called Drew for a while? He's, like, from a band. Oh, my God. I don't know.
The Chainsmokers.
Yeah.
That would have been nice.
Yeah, that's a nice guy.
No, she just needs to stay away from, like, music men, maybe. Like, just... Even an actor.
Yeah.
I feel like an actor would drive me crazy.
Yeah.
Because they'd always be like, we feel like Austin Butler. He just like woke up and decided to be Elvis and he hasn't lost the accent. Like that's weird.
Yeah, that's super weird. Yeah, I don't know about my feels about Zane and Selena. Happy for her if she's happy. Happy for him. But I miss Gigi.
Are Gigi and Selena not friends?
This is where it gets a little bit confusing. Because I thought they were friends. And also, I would like to flag, if you haven't made this connection, that Gigi and Bella, Gigi Bella's sisters.
Yes.
Selena is dating Zane. Selena also dated The Weeknd. Is that not a bit strange? I think that's a little bit strange.
Another man who loves drugs. Yeah. I think she needs to change her type a little
bit. Yeah. Maybe she secretly loves to get on the sesh. I don't know.
Definitely. I mean, you know, if you're dating people who love to sesh, like The Weeknd songs, 90% about sex and cocaine.
Yeah.
You probably like it a little bit.
So.
Anyways, I'm just making all these bold assumptions.
We honestly have no idea, but we don't know that's what's been on the rumor mill. So do with that what you will.
I just thought of one more update, which I may regret sharing. But
it's a little bit TMI, but I also think share with the group.
But I also think, you know, just we all want to know.
Yeah.
So I just think this might be, I think any chance you get to really humanize experiences for the girls mm-hmm. is a, you know, you just feel like we're doing our bit for society. Mm-hmm. If that's all I do for you, then job well done. Mm. Normalizing shit.
Preach.
So to start the scene, on The Weeknd, had a hotel, a lovely staycation with my boyfriend. It was like a late birthday, you know, situation. We had the hotel for 2 nights. Stunning hotel.
Beautiful.
Very bougie experience for you, girl. Anywho, went out for a lovely dinner, which consisted of only raw fish. We were on the sashimi vibe, you know, raw fish, oysters. I think that's honestly all we ate because we got the sashimi platter. Cocktails. Came back to my room, and let me just paint the scene. It is a completely glass bathroom.
Oh, no.
The glass that's is slightly fogged on the toilet, but you can see if I, like, move my hand, like, you can see, like, what I'm doing, right? But you can't see, like, my facial expression.
Why do they do that? What? Who designs these hotels?
I hate them. Mm. And then the door was completely open, and then it's, like, the bed. So, like, if you're on the bed, you can see me in the toilet. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting on the bed. My stomach starts churning. Skip this if you feel sick. You know where it's going. It starts churning. And I was like, okay, like, sometimes I get a little irritable, you know, but this was, like, oh, my God. everything started to heat up. I'm like sitting there like freaking out. I'm in a hotel room.
You know what's coming. You know what's coming.
And like came by, we had a few cocktails, like went back to the room to be like, you know, like little like sexy evening. Mm-hmm. I'm like sitting there gripping onto the bed like, oh my fucking God. And I was like, okay, I need to go to the toilet. And it was like 2 meters away. And I sat down and it was just like,
not good.
Like the floodgates.
You know what you should have done? You should have got him. Does he have like AirPods? Does he travel with AirPods?
No, he was on his phone.
No.
And I was playing TikTok at full volume. Like the TikTok was sitting on the toilet, like on the toilet roll. And I was just scrolling on it full volume. I was like holding onto the seat, like violently shitting myself. And it was like the type where you couldn't even stop if you wanted to. Like you couldn't stop a single noise. You couldn't stop anything if you wanted to. Like it was bad. Anyways, I came out thinking maybe the TikTok muted it just a little bit, and I'm like laying down. I was like, could you hear it? He was like, yeah. I was like, everything? Or was it like a little bit muffled from the TikTok? He's like, no, that was fucked. Like, are you okay? I was like, no. And keep in mind, we're going to go meet up with Maddie.
Yeah.
Maddie was
awesome. We were texting, and I was like, come, because we're out in the city too. I was like, hey, Rob, what are you doing? Come out.
I have explosive diarrhea. I can't make it, sorry.
I literally got that text. I was like, fair. Blast, I totally get it, babe.
It's just the worst when, and I actually think it's karma because I think I made fun of an ex on here before.
You did in Bali.
Yeah. So I karma.
Karma.
He can sleep at night knowing I did get my karma for publicly embarrassing him like that.
Okay, that was early into a relationship, though. That was probably way worse.
No, that his was way
worse. Imagine if you and Tom, like, this was, like, your second or third date, like, and you've stayed in a hotel room.
This was fun. Like, you're like he's low-key, like, into it.
That's weird.
Guys love shit.
Whoa, okay.
Okay, that's my boyfriend just got a poop weird. No, like, whoa. You know, like, dudes think it's, like, funny. Like, girls were, like, that's so fucked. He was, like, are you okay? Like, it's funny.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, shit.
I think that's when you get, although some guys I'm sure would.
Okay, like, yeah,
that's
maybe
when you're in a long-term relationship.
Probably because we lived together.
Imagine if it was your second date.
I would die.
Sorry, I would be like blocking you.
That is so embarrassing.
No.
But yeah, just know that girls poop too, and
sometimes it gets violent.
Social media isn't real. I was posting stories like of my like lovely sashimi, like my hotel room, but like I was posting them probably live from the toilet, like violently shitting myself.
Like hands gripping onto the side.
I like was sweating. Sorry, just thought you guys should all know.
No, I love it. I think it's great to share these.
I just think it's good because people are like, you know, what do you give?
Yeah.
You know, everything has to be like, you know, what is anyone getting out of girl code?
Totally.
And if one girl
feels
gets
okay.
Diarrhea in front of her boyfriend. And
it's like, it's okay, Caitlin had this.
Laughs at it because of me. I feel like I've done my job.
A win is a win.
A win is a win.
A win is a win. It's my favorite saying right now.
Now.
A win is a win.
Off the back of that.
Yo.
Yo.
Sorry.
Hunter. You can't talk, dog.
Yo. Why are we being
we're
yo.
So weird today.
Hundo.
Was it the Coke Zeroes?
And the Diet Coke.
Diet Coke doesn't even exist anymore.
I don't know. We're just saying weird things today. I don't know what's going on.
A win is a win.
A win is a win.
Are
we going to dilemmas? Okay.
No, we have an announcement.
Oh my God. Yes, we do.
Buckle up, bitches. Specifically, my Melbourne bitches.
Melbourne queens.
Oh,
have
a nice word.
We have a very exciting. I don't know where I'm sitting.
I'm sitting. Wait, dude, I'm sitting like that too. Why are we so tense?
Let's just like.
It's not even like,
what is happening.
Relax.
Let's just take chill pill. We have a very exciting announcement for the Melbourne girlies. On how long is it running for? 1 week?
Yeah, from Monday.
From Monday, which I think is the 3rd of April, we are going to be.
Drum roll.
On a billboard.
Bitch!
We are going to be on a billboard in Melbourne.
Someone, I don't know who, thought it was a good idea to give us a billboard. I mean, actually, it was Spotify. We love them. So that was a really good idea. Thank you.
Spotify, the legends. We love Spotify. The Shaq is legends, bro. Sorry. The team at Spotify, who we love, are putting us on a billboard in Melbourne. I think it's there for 1 week. So if you guys are in Melbourne, Caitlin and I are going to be there. We'll be there from Sunday, and we're going to go see the billboard on Monday morning.
Yeah.
So if you're there, come say hello, come hang out. We can take pics. We can do whatever.
I don't know. We can go get coffee.
We can get coffee. We just want to see you guys and meet you guys. So
if anyone can, you know, maybe we should do like, maybe we'll have to be like lunchtime in case we have like a lunch break moment.
I think let's go. We'll be We'll put the address. Well, okay, we're going to put all the details on our Instagram.
Yeah.
We might also put it in our Facebook community group.
We might also blast it out on our broadcast channel that we've got set up, and I've never posted in it because that's so walky, isn't it? Okay. Everyone just reads your message.
We need to do that.
They can't reply.
Oh, they can't reply. They
no,
just
it's just you just like, hello.
Oh, okay, right. So that's awkward. Great. We'll do that.
Okay, we'll do all three.
So we're going to blast the info where it's going to be at. What time we'll be there. So if you guys are around in Melbourne, we would love to meet you guys.
Yes, message us actually if it is feasible for you to come at a certain time on Monday. Mm-hmm. Let's just say you're like, do you know what, babe, 6 o'clock is good, mm-hmm. lunchtime is good. Message us and whichever like the most people can come, we'll try and organize something. If it's like lunchtime, we can find a coffee shop.
Yeah.
It'll be very chill. Like it's not an event, okay? It'll just be like us hanging out.
Yeah.
But we'll post all the details on stories probably on like Saturday or Sunday.
I think maybe Thursday.
Okay.
Give people some time.
All right, we'll post everything
today.
Yeah. When you're listening.
When Thursday. You're listening, it'll be up on our Instagram, Facebook, broadcast channel.
All of the above.
All of the above. And we would love to meet some of you. And also, we're so excited to see the billboard. I'm freaking out.
It's so insane. It is on Bourke Street. We'll get obviously the correct address. It's above Vodafone on Bourke Street if anyone's from Melbourne. But if you can't make it to when we're there, mm-hmm. if you're around at all and you're in Bourke Street, please send us a photo.
Tag us.
Take a photo. We might try to tee up like a giveaway or something. Yeah, we'll do so something exciting. On our stories.
Yeah.
But yeah, just please, like if you see it, take photos.
So excited. We've literally been, we found out like a few weeks ago and we've been dying to share it.
I thought it was a mistake. I was like, are you sure?
Question mark. We're actually going to be in a billboard, so... Yeah,
that is crazy.
Very excited. Thank you so much, Spotify team, as well. We love you.
And thank you to
Girl Code.
Like, what the fuck? The
community.
Our community is just full of love.
Literally. It's so exciting. We're so grateful.
I think it's going to feel real until we see it, and I'm going to be like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Like, we're actually looking up, and we just, bang, we're right there.
That's us on a billboard.
That's crazy.
I think I'll actually peel it, like, just a little bit, like.
Oh, yeah, I'm probably going to violently shit in my pants.
Oh. Perfect.
Yeah.
Normalize shitting yourself.
Yeah.
Anywho, dilemmas.
Anywho, let's move on.
Dilemma time, babe.
Dilemma time. This one's a little bit scandalous.
We love a scandalous dilemma.
Okay. Hi, queens. So my group was having dinner at one of our houses and one of the girls left early. She left her Apple Watch on the bench and we may have guessed the password right and had a little squiz. We went through her text with her boyfriend and found messages of her talking shit about me. Everyone has a bitch, I get it, but I'm the only one that is always there for her, giving her advice, being supportive and not judgmental. I've been cold with her and distancing myself, but she's wondering why. And it's awkward because I can't say that we went through her watch because that's weird, obviously, and she'd turn it around on me for doing that. How do I distance myself from her without seeming like I'm the weird one that has no reason to do it? Okay, first of all, going through someone's Apple Watch is so weird. I'm sorry, but like straight up, that is so bizarre. Like if I left my watch and then found out, that is so weird.
No offense.
No offense. I'm sorry. Like that, it's weird.
Unfortunately, it's one of those situations where it's like
going through the boyfriend's phone.
I think it's different. I think this is worse.
This is, I just, yeah.
Always on the side of the girl code.
Always like, team girls.
Love girl code, but a little harsh truth. I think it was actually kind of mean. You going, like, you're at dinner with your friends.
Yeah.
She left her Apple Watch, and as a group, collectively, you went through her stuff. That's really mean.
I would, like, obviously, her saying the bitch to her boyfriend, that sucks. And that's always, hard to read.
Of course.
But I would be super, I would be mad if I that's found like, out someone went through my Apple Watch, especially at a girl's dinner.
In like, a group setting, like, oh, let's go through her things.
Let's guess the password. Like,
that's like, makes me feel like a little bit weird. Like, I feel like as a friend, do you know what? Like, I mean, obviously it sucks that she was bitching about you to her boyfriend and that sucks. But what you did, I'm actually maybe going to say is just like a little bit worse.
Yeah.
Unless she was calling you like the devil. Like,
saying if she was just like. Like you said, like, sometimes people have a bitch.
You know, like, Maddie's pissing me off today, like, blah, like, blah, blah,
and
blah,
to
blah.
Their boyfriend, like, it's a safe space, and sometimes you just vent about things.
And it's not that deep. And also, think about how much she probably vents to you about her boyfriend. Doesn't mean she doesn't love her boyfriend. She's probably just like,
I think it depends on what was really said in the text. Like, if it was, something super personal, like she thinks you're like the worst person. Yes. Like, why am I friends with this girl? Like you said, like the devil, like just does so many things. Or if it's just like, oh my God, she's so annoying today. Like,
yeah,
really just like pissing me off. Like said this, like really upset, you know?
I think with going through phones, there's like a little bit of a rule. Obviously you don't go through your friends, but whatever. We'll let it slide for this time.
We'll ignore that.
But even with boyfriends, for example, let's just say in a hypothetical world, I was going to look at through my boyfriend's phone. I'm not going to look through his personal conversations with his friends or family because you're going to find something that hurts you.
Yeah.
Like, also, that's so personal. You need to be able to have a safe space where you can, you know, like, I should be able to call you and, like, be like, oh, like, blah, 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 blah. And it's just like...
It's just... It is what it is.
It is what it is.
We're human.
Doesn't mean you don't love them.
Exactly.
You know, and I...
And it might have just... You might have just got her in a bad day when she was sending these messages. Yeah. Like, she might have just been really frustrated. Something was going wrong that day and she was, like, needed kind of, like, someone to vent.
Yeah.
About.
I think you've both kind of not really done the right thing here. I think what you did is really not that nice, especially in a group setting. It wasn't personal. Oh, yeah,
that would have been bitching as well. The second you guys found that, you would have bitched about it.
It's the group setting. Like, why were you targeting her? Would you feel comfortable if she took your phone in a group setting when you left and went through all of your private things in front of all these girls? I think you've both made a mistake here. I don't think you really need to even address what happened.
Yeah.
I think it will actually end up coming back onto you quite badly. Yeah. So I think you need to just naturally distance yourself from this friendship. I don't think you even need to address why. Just slowly part ways because you're not happy with what she said about you. You've found that information in a bad way. Yeah. So I think it's in your best interest just to naturally like
it distance. Sounds to me like this, yeah, this friendship probably isn't the healthiest anyway. This the friendship, yeah. Sorry, did I say relationship?
No, no, no.
Whatever. Go back. It sounds to me like this friendship probably isn't the healthiest anyway. So yeah. I just think
just let this one sail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you can still, I don't know, you be can kind. Do it slowly.
And like you don't have to be rude to her. Like if she is messaging, you just kind of, like you said, give her the cold shoulder. You don't have to be rude though. Like, oh, sorry. Like, no. Just be like, oh, I'm busy with work today. Like, and hopefully she'll start to get the hint.
Because I also don't think you should be like rude to her because she'll be like, what is it? And then it will end up coming back onto you because.
Yeah.
I don't know, pending again what she said, if it's nothing like super personal and private, I think maybe what you did is a little bit worse. Pending. So I think it is best for you just to naturally try and be nice, but fizzle out this friendship because otherwise you're going to open a big can of worms and it's not going to be.
A big fight will.
I feel like this is really not good. I can see
a big fight, like a big girl fight.
I would lose my shit. If I knew that you girls, I wouldn't care that you went through my things because I would hand you my Apple Watch.
Anyway. But imagine if you left it at dinner and we all sat there, like, cracking your codes.
Because you did it with, like, a malicious intent. You were looking for something. Yeah. Otherwise, you would just
leave it. You'd just see the Apple Watch and be like, oh, Stephanie left her watch. Like, I'll take that back for her tomorrow.
Exactly. You're going in looking for something and you found it and now you're upset. Mm. So I think you need to, like, maybe just swallow your pride a little bit, be kind but distance yourself.
Yeah, I agree.
That's fucking rogue.
That is so rogue.
I feel like the Apple Watch is, like, such a place like you'd find the most like juicy stuff because it doesn't delete like if you delete messages from your phone it doesn't delete from your Apple Watch
toxic hack
I know I heard this and it's like people find their partners cheating on like iPads computers and Apple Watches because they never
delete
it doesn't sync up and they don't realize it doesn't sync up
rookie mistake
so good luck also they're sending you love everyone makes mistakes like you're not the worst person ever for doing that.
Oh, my God, no. Everyone does stupid things.
It's in your best interest to probably not, you know, blow up too much about it.
Yeah.
Okay, this is super weird that we have another incest question.
Why is there so much incest? I'm sorry. What's going on?
When did we accidentally become an incest podcast?
All of our content moving forward is going to be incest-focused dilemmas.
Also, please note, like, these are so lighthearted and our responses are lighthearted. People were commenting kind of serious stuff on our TikTok, like, what if it was blah, 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 and, like, you know, you don't know what's really happening with the brother and the sister last week.
Okay.
Okay, we're just joking. Ha ha.
This is all very light. Our whole podcast is very light. Like, take everything we say with a grain of salt.
Obviously see a therapist or the police if things are serious. Yeah. Please don't rely on us. That's on you if you rely on us too heavily.
No one should be relying on anything we say, okay? We've said that many times. We've made that very clear.
This is just what we would do.
Yes. Probably not even the best advice, to be honest.
Yeah, well, anyways, off we go. Incest number two.
Okay, ready.
My boyfriend and I have been dating for almost 2 years, and we have the most wholesome relationship.
Love.
He has a cousin who is 17, and they have a very close bond, which has obviously been like that before I came along. Over the last year, I have noticed some very odd and questionable things going on between them. It started a couple years ago when we had a family party at our place, and they locked themselves in his bedroom, and I was not allowed to come in. I got a knife and unlocked the door. When I walked into the room, they were both in mine and my partner's bed, and she had her legs over his legs as well as she was lying on his chest.
Whoa.
To me, this was a red flag and very odd, as that's the way my partner and I lay in bed. A fair few times since then, she'll come and jump in our bed, and they will essentially start spooning each other whilst I'm laying there.
Sorry, what?
When this happens, he also takes his hand off me and puts it on her back, shoulders, or lower back. When we are in the kitchen doing the dishes, he will smack my ass with a spoon or something, and then he'll go and do the same thing to her. First cousin.
Wait, I'm so confused.
She also will walk up to him when he's sitting down and just sit on his leg. I am not saying that they're engaging in anything sexual, but I really do need another opinion from an outsider, as I don't know how to feel about it.
I'm sorry. That is so weird.
You have your cousins, and then you have your first cousin.
I don't even know how to proceed with this one. It is so strange. It is really
It's strange. The locking themselves in the bedroom and her having to go get a knife to break in.
Also, that's weird too. Like, why are we getting a knife to break into
it? You should knock on the door and he'd be like, sorry, I'm just in here having a conversation with my cousin.
And they're sitting, like, okay, they're laying on the bed, fine, but like...
They're dry humping. I made that up. But it pretty much...
I don't understand. Maybe we're just... Maybe our family... We just grew up differently.
No, this is disgusting.
I think it's weird. I think it's super weird. Coming over and sitting on his leg... Getting her butt smacked with the spoon.
No!
This is all too much.
It's
too much. I'm sorry. I couldn't. I could not.
I'm just imagining, like, my boyfriend locked in a room with his cousin and not letting me in. Legs. They're, like, purposely being like, no, you can't come in. And then I have to get a knife to let myself in. And I come in and they're, like, spooning. I would be like, Mom, like, where is your mom? Like, your kids are fucking.
Yeah.
That is disgusting and it's incest.
It's weird. It's super weird.
First cousins. That is like genetic mutations when they're born. It's not good. It's not illegal. Good. It's illegal for a reason because it's not good.
It's definitely weird. And they're both old enough to know that that's weird. They're like 10. She's 17. That it's weird. They need to stop that.
Are they not embarrassed?
I would be super embarrassed. I'd be like, everyone's looking at me with my cousin. Like, that's so weird.
Oh, yeah, ew.
It's weird.
Did the parents be like, hey...
Do the parents not see this?
Why
like, where are the parents?
You know, like, Dazza and Stacey.
Maybe next time at like family gathering, get the mums and be like, oh my gosh, mums.
Your kids are fucking...
No.
Okay.
I have something to show you in this room. Unlock the door with the knife. Be like, I accidentally locked it in there. Open the door. The two cousins are laying there naked. Sorry. I just had that for effect. I added that for dramatic
effect. Can you imagine... Actually imagine playing out this scenario in your head. Getting your boyfriend's mom and his sister like, come in here. Don't worry about my knife. Just breaking into your...
Just ignore this. I got locked out.
Into your guest room.
And then suddenly the cousins are there, like, laying spooning in bed with their legs on top of each other. Surely they'd be like,
dry humping.
What's going on? We just keep adding, like...
like, their anal.
Surely the parents would be like, oh, that's kind of weird. And maybe have a conversation together and be like, what can we, like, maybe have a conversation about... Proper, like, family
incest.
Etiquette and, like, behaviours that are acceptable in society.
But this is not it.
And this is not normal or acceptable behaviour.
Yeah, actually makes me feel a bit sick. Also, boyfriend, question mark, what have you been like, hey?
This is weird. I would have I would say something.
I feel like she maybe has. This seems very, like, in-depth.
I think, yeah, we said this last week. Talk to the boyfriend. Be like, it makes me feel uncomfortable and also, not going to lie, it's super weird.
Yeah, even though she's your cousin, that doesn't just give you a free pass to make this not weird. Like,
if anything, it makes it more weird.
Way worse.
Yeah.
If this was a random girl at the family function, like, maybe a third cousin. Still less weird.
Yeah. But sorry, I'm still laughing at cousins.
And then you have your second cousins.
What movie is that from?
Mean Girls.
Oh, yeah.
I just got a film quote.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, regardless of whether it was just like a random family friend, it's inappropriate and disrespectful. He can't just have a free pass because it's like, oh, it's my cousin. I wouldn't actually do anything because it seems like you would. Oh,
I
dude.
Slept with her, but it was my cousin. It's fine.
Yeah, like just oh, it's just a bit of banter because it's my cousin. It's like no, actually, it's way worse that it is in fact your cousin. It's not weird. A free pass. It actually makes things 20 times weirder.
It's super weird.
Where are these questions all coming from?
Suddenly, we have a surge
in Alabama. Please stop making that joke. It's not funny. Someone, I'm going to get in trouble.
Someone will come for you. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the incest surge recently.
It's like once we got one, like it's just like
it's unleashed.
I mean, keep them. Everyone keep feels like coming.
It's a, I mean, it is a safe space. Send it in. This is a non-judgmental space.
If anything, it's actually fucking hilarious. If we get enough incest, we'll make a segment once a month.
We'll make a incest segment.
We shouldn't be getting enough to make a segment, but it seems like we are. We're on the track to.
Yeah. Let's see what comes in next week. I'm so excited.
Someone's going to start fucking with us and just like make up a story about like their mum and like.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
Whatever. I'd be into it. We'll read it out.
Okay, cool.
Okay, yeah. So don't really have an answer for you except for you need to talk to him and say that's super weird.
Talk to him and then I think also get the mums involved secretly.
Okay. Also, if you don't have to go on that knife mission, but you could. Even just be like, sit down with his mom, be like, hey, like,
I probably woman to woman. That. I wouldn't do that. Way too scary. Who's going to do that? Would you do that, Kaylin? No. Would you sit down with your boyfriend's mom and say that he's been weird with the cousin?
After a couple of rosés, probably, I'd be like,
honestly, actually, so true. I would have 3 glasses of wine and be like, come here.
Yeah, come see for yourself. Kick the door down. Don't even worry about the knife. Be like, there.
Yeah.
Set up a secret camera. Set up a secret camera. That's the easiest solution.
Definitely install some. Spyware.
What about just like a little, yeah, like in your room, just do you have
check
a dog?
His history. Check his porn history.
Oh my god, if it's cousin porn, you're fucked. I've got bad news for you, darling.
Check his porn
It's like
history.
All steps here. It's like I'm step bro, like right mum, now, dad.
It's 100%
that. You would have cleared it. Everyone clears their porn history. Do you just leave it there? Mm. Yeah, I think we need to go deeper on this. I think security cameras, I think.
Malware. On his laptop. Track his keystrokes and see what he types in.
Does he have an Apple Watch? You know, we've got to start really thinking elsewhere here. If you've had the conversation, obviously we do the mature thing first.
Yeah.
And then we dive into spyware.
Go on TikTok, see what's on his For You page.
That is a tell in itself.
I know.
Laying in bed next to a guy on his For You page, you don't even need his history. You know
you
what he's looking
at. You can see what he's talking about.
Yeah.
What he talks about with his friends, mm-hmm. What he searches on his phone.
What he thinks about you. Mm-hmm. Who the girls he's attracted to is. You find out a lot.
Toxic girls. Like, it's like all on his page. Like,
imagine it's all like jokes about cousins.
That's what I mean. I'm just giving some, look, we're just giving practical tips.
I think spyware.
I think, some serious hackers. Go on the dark web.
100%.
We've been slacking on the dark web. We should be utilizing this more.
You should not enter the dark web. We're going to get sold.
I'm so sorry. We're joking. Just joking. Okay. We're totally joking. Totally, totally joking.
But I do think like a little spy cam could go a long way.
Yeah.
Just like a little, like, if you have a dog, just get like a pet camera in your room and then just like watching with his cousin. If you've had the mature conversation, this is the only other solution.
Okay, yeah. Mature conversation first and then followed up. Yeah,
maybe like body cam somewhere. I don't know. Under the door, like.
The teddy bear cam.
Oh my God, yes. Yeah. We should start a merch store where we just sell spyware because we recommend spyware a lot.
Oh, my God. We could sell it, but, like, only if you listen to the podcast, you'd know it's spyware.
The girl code.
So, like,
girl code teddy bears.
To the outside world. You go in our merch shop, they're like, oh, they're selling, like, teddy bears and, like, pens. Secretly, the pens are, like, double-click recording device.
Oh, my God.
You leave the pen at your boyfriend's house, double-click.
Why is it solid brand for our podcast? Like, we 100% would create spyware.
We.
Does anyone know a manufacturer?
We. I think
Alibaba.
Teddy bear camera. Pen voice recorder.
Sorry, my stomach is grumbling.
We need to have some type of software where you can plug it into their computer and track their keystrokes, I think.
Okay, what about, like.
And it comes up in real time. You've got an iPad. And
okay, what about, like, a USB and you're like, oh, I've just got to do my uni assignment?
Plug it in,
and you just don't unplug it, and it just goes brrr, and transfers
everything onto your computer. And this like is... when he types, it comes up on your iPad. Yeah, everything like he's
mirrored.
Typing. Yeah, like cousin
porn. Cousin porn. You're in bed watching cousin porn against your own will.
Yeah.
Oh my god, there's so many things we could do.
So many things.
Even like we could create like an earring, like a stud, and we can watch, like, so we have proof, like, receipts. Like, because you never know when you might be in the situation where you need to be recording.
Yeah, and you, like, can just tap and it takes a photo or something.
Can I just repeat that for my earring? You're, like, listening to, like, really... Mm-hmm. Honestly?
so much.
We could be on something here.
I think we are.
I think it's a safe enough space that we could release spyware and no one would give us heat for it.
If you go on the website, you can't tell. It just looks like a $30 pen.
And, like, why are you going to snitch on the spyware? Like, you might come... There might be a time when you need the spyware. So it's like a...
Who doesn't need a recording pen?
It's like, don't speak about Fight Club kind of thing.
Yeah.
Don't talk about this spyware. So I'm like...
Well, it's like a secret community.
Imagine if you didn't know and you just bought, like, a girl code teddy bear and you're like, why is this thing, like, $70?
And it's got, like, a literal camera.
We're like, oh, yeah, why does it come with a remote? That is so fucked.
Anywho.
That's our next announcement.
Spyware coming soon to girlcode.com.
This is so cool.
We're going to wrap this.
We probably should.
We're going to wrap this episode up here. It's starting to get weird. We're definitely going to get cancelled after this episode. We need to go.
Yeah, I'm so hungry. I don't know if you guys can hear the live, like.
Yeah, it's food time. So thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. Again, we're just going to quickly mention it. If you're in Melbourne on Monday, come check us out. We will be there.
Send pics if you can't make it anyway.
If you can't make it on Monday, if you've got work or whatever, uni, tag us if you do happen to see it.
If you're like, mom or dad works in the city, get them to take a photo.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just want to see it from every angle.
Yeah. Yeah. We're very excited. And then housekeeping as usual. If you guys want to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook community page, it's all at Girl Code the Podcast.
You can also follow our podcast on Spotify, which really, really helps us, and download our episodes.
Ratings if you want to give us a 5-star review.
Only 5, but if you could, that would be fab. If you've listened this whole time without giving us 5 stars, you're a fake listener.
Fake follower.
I don't know, fake follower, fake. I don't know. I need to go.
All right.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.